Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Shabbat Shalom and blessings of grace and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Welcome to this installment of Saturday Review. As always, I do hope you are blessed. You know, it is wonderful, amen, to have these times when we can go back through study series, go back through the Word of God, when we can take another look at the Word of God and see what the Lord is speaking even about it, because we find that every time we go back and look at portions of scriptures and look at studies that we've had in the past, that the Lord gives us new revelation on those things. And what I find definitely insightful and what I find comforting even is that when we are in a season of rest, when the Lord has given us a refreshing and a time of peace and comfort away from warfare, those are the best times to do it. It's the best time to go back, amen, and get before the Lord in the Word, amen, and receive His knowledge, His wisdom, His understanding, His revelation. It's the best time, amen, to go back over our study notes, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying about those things, because when we're in a time of warfare, amen, we're in the throes of the battle, and it's not always a good time to study. We need a right now word in those times. We need a rhema word in those times. We need intercessors around us who can pray. We need those around us that has an eye to see. But when we're in our times of rest and our times of peace, it's a good time. Glory to God, to go back and take a look. It's a good time to rest in the arms of the Savior and allow Him to impart to us even those things that we got wrong. Because, you know, in every battle, we should have a time of debrief. We should be able to debrief in every battle. Go back and look at the things that you got wrong. Look at the things that you got right. Ask the Lord to strengthen you in those things. Amen. And it's nothing like debriefing with the Lord, because He will show us. Amen. He'll show us the areas of our weakness. He'll show us the areas of our strength. He will show us that He was there even in our weakness to bring us out and to bring us through. I am such a witness to that very thing, that the Lord, even in your times of weakness, He will carry you. He will snatch you out of the hands of the enemy. So don't be dismayed. Amen. Don't be fearful at this time. Just rely on the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. If you're coming out of the battle and the Lord is refreshing you right now, lean heavily on Him so that He can give you that refresh, that strength, so that He can pour into you and show you the blessings that are in His hand for you in this hour. Bless the Lord, all that is within me. Bless, glory to God, His holy name. Amen. We are looking at, this is Saturday Review, and the purpose of Saturday Review is to go back and take a look. Again, take another look at the Word of God. Take another look at those studies that we've had in the past. Because as we look back, the Lord is giving new revelation. He is giving forth rhema word in the midst of it. He is perfecting our faith, and He is perfecting, glory to God, even the battle plans that He has laid out. Sometimes the Lord will give us a proactive word, even as we go back and study, amen, for an upcoming battle, even while we're in the midst of our season of rest. The Lord will prepare us, amen, for battles that are to come. He will let us know of the enemies that are on every side of us. He will let us know how to stand in the midst of it, even while He has us in a position of rest. And glory to God, this is the Sabbath, amen, our day of rest. And we give God all the glory and all the honor. Glory to God. Amen. As we came on, we gave you that greeting, Shabbat Shalom. And if you go back and take a look at the Plumb Line series, I have given you a teaching, and then even about what Shabbat Shalom means. I believe it's in the Plumb Line series. Six, if you just go down through all the Plumb Line six, because there's more than one part of that one. If you go down through that study, glory to God, I give you scripture and I give you meaning, amen, about Shabbat Shalom and why we say that on this day of rest that the Lord has made holy. This is the only day of the week that the Lord has made holy. Oh, my God, don't miss the blessing of Sabbath. Glory to God. This is a blessed day, blessed of the Lord. He made it holy. Amen. It was not made holy by the utterance of men, but by the presence, by the power, by the word of the Lord. This day is holy. Amen. So surely we worship on this day. Surely we praise God on this day. Surely we review the standards of holiness on this day. Surely we honor the Lord in the Sabbath. Glory. He is the Lord of the Sabbath, and we honor him in the Sabbath. Glory to God. Amen. Our lesson today. Amen. I'm praying. Amen. This is the lesson itself. Amen. And in the lesson, amen, I was praying for the strength, praying for your strength as the battle wages on. You know, sometimes some battles seem like they go on and on and on and on, but the Spirit of the Lord is there with us, even in the midst of the battle. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all the thanks, Lord God, giving you all the praise, all the honor and all of the glory. Oh Lord, we look to you for all things, for you are the source of our life. You are the source of our strength. You are the every movement, Lord God, that we make. Lord, you are the one, oh God, that controls every beat of our heart and every synapse of our brain. You are the one that makes us able to understand and to put words together that actually make sense, Lord God, so that we can communicate with the world and we can communicate with you. Father, we honor you today. All the glory, all of the glory is yours, Father. You are our Lord, our Savior. You are our keeper, our professor. You are, Lord God, you are, my God, our provider, our help, our hope. You are our healer, our deliverer. Oh, my God, you are our God. Oh, Lord God, our heavenly Father. Oh, my God, our good, good shepherd. You are, oh, God, all those things, and we honor you today. We give you the glory, the praise, and all of the honor, even right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, even as we come into your presence. Oh, Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, even right now, Lord God, as we go back into, Lord God, as we review, Lord God, the words of this study, as we go back into, Lord God, the strategies of spiritual warfare, Lord God, as we go back into understanding the modalities, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, for our arsenal. We humble ourselves before you, Lord God, even right now, asking, Lord God, that you wash us, Lord. Wash us, Lord God, of every sin of commission and omission. Cleanse us, Father. Oh, Lord God, cleanse us of every wicked way and every wicked work. Even right now, every wicked thought, Father, we cast it, Lord God, onto the altar, Father. Even right now, Lord, wash us, Lord. Oh, Lord, and wash our bloodline in this hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we repent, Lord. Forgive us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, for every agreement, every alliance, and every covenant with evil. Oh, Lord God, Lord, we are now, Lord, even words, Lord God, that we have said, that rash vows that we have made. Forgive us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we divorce every word that was spoken rashly, Father. We, Lord God, break every evil covenant, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And we come out of agreement, Lord God, with the kingdom of darkness, Lord, that your light, oh God, might shine in us, Lord, that we might be delivered, that we be uprooted, Lord, even from the plans and the agendas of darkness, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I speak life, Lord God, into our spirit, Lord God, I speak, Lord God, life, even now, Lord God, and I release your power, Lord God, even into this broadcast, that your people be set free, that they be made whole by your power and by your presence, by your anointing. Oh, God, move even now, oh, God. Every hindrance, Lord God. Lord, every hindering demon, Lord, we cast them down right now. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every tormenting spirit. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, go right now, Lord God. Your people shall be free. This is our winning season. Oh, Lord, and we reveal your principles in your word. Lord, we acknowledge that you and you alone are God in our season of breath. Oh, Lord, we thank you even now, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you've done. I praise you, Lord God, for the expectation of your supernatural on this weekend. I give you glory, Lord God, in advance, Lord God of my dad. I praise your name. In advance, Lord God, of the manifestation, Lord God, that you are about to bring about suddenly, I glorify the name of the Lord. I glorify you, Lord God, for surely you and you alone are God. You and you alone are deliverer. You are you and you alone, oh my God, is worthy of all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And so to you we give all, Lord God, even now. And we bless your holy name. Holy is the Lord. And all your ways, Lord God, you are holy. Oh, God, and we do bow ourselves before you, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, because you alone, you alone, you alone, you alone have kept us. You alone have thrust us, oh, my God, into places that we never imagined we would be. And we honor you on today. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So be it. It is so. Amen. So this lesson I had entitled back then, Praying Your Strength. Praying for your strength as the battle wages on. Amen. Warfare can be absolutely exhausting. Don't even for a minute try to rely on your physical strength. Always seek help when needed, and always, always, always seek the Lord, who is your best and most awesome, only true God, deliverer, waymaker, miracle-working advocate, who sees, knows, and loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. He is our source. He's the one with the plan for the battle. He's the one who will hide you even in the midst of it and give you refreshing even as the battle wages on. It is him. Glory to God. Him alone. Even in, when you are asking for help and when you're seeking others to come alongside you, you are seeking the face of the Lord together. We're still seeking the Lord because he is the one with the plan and he is the one with the might. Ultimately, the battle is the Lord. He's the deliverer. He brings the victory because he is the victory. Glory to God. So submit to him with everything you have and he will show you. He will show us, amen, the winning way. Glory, hallelujah. Spiritual warfare strategy number 48, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. That word, submit, that phrase, submit yourselves, in the Greek is hupata. Hupataso, hupataso, and it means to arrange under or to submit oneself, to yield to the control of God or to obey. Hupataso, amen, I'm going to say that again. It means to arrange under, to subject oneself or to yield to the control of God, to obey. Glory to God. That word resist is on this. Tame me, and it means to set oneself against or to withstand, to oppose. And then in the phrase to draw nigh, it is angizo, and it means to bring near or to join one thing to another, to approach. Glory to God. That word cleanse, amen, we're just going down here so you know what this means. That word cleanse is katharizo, and it means to clean, to remove stains and dirt, to free from defilement, to consecrate by cleansing, and to dedicate. The word purify, this is all in the Greek, is hagnizo, and it means to clean and to sanctify. The word double-minded is dipzuhas, and it means two-spirited, wavering, vacillating in opinion and purpose, having divided interests. It means duplicity, literally two-faced. The symptoms of double-mindedness. The characteristics of this malady is wavering, uncertainty, instability, having an unsettled spirit, lacking solid convictions, having a double standard and a double tongue. He speaks with a forked tongue. I know you've heard that phrase. This one cannot be used in service in any capacity because they lack faithfulness and commitment. See 2 Chronicles 12:33. It speaks of the tribe of Zebulun as being not of a double heart. Amen. That double-mindedness is those that are of a double heart. Amen. Psalms 12:2. Help, Lord, glory, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Hebrew for double heart is lev, and that means having two hearts, uncommitted and unstable and duplicitous. Psalms 25:19, confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Submit yourself to God. Yield yourself to the will of God. We tend to put more emphasis on the second part of this verse than we do on this portion when without submission to God, resistance is futile. If we are not yielding to God, to his will, to his spirit, then by default we are yielding to the devil, and there is not resistance because we are then submitting to the enemy. Yikes. Remember, when we are in a war and when I would do good, scripture says, evil is always present, Romans 7:19-25. But as we press past the objections of the enemy and our flesh and yield our will, our opinions, and all of our control to the will of God, we find fresh grace. More grace for war at hand. And when we find that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy, Psalms 25:5. Each day we should choose to submit all over again to God first and also to one another in God out of reverence to our Lord. Ephesians 5:21, 1 Peter 5:5, Hebrews 13:17. Our carnal mind doesn't want to submit to the mind of God. Romans 8:7. Our flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. Galatians 5:17. And so we mortify this flesh and its deeds so we can live. Romans 8:13. That word mortify is thanatao, and it means to put to death, to kill. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ lives in me. See Galatians 2:20. Submitted, yielded, transformed. Spiritual warfare strategy number 48. Submit yourself to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 49. Resist the devil. Resist is a complete stand against the will and the practice of evil. Everything contrary to holiness. Glory to God. We are resisting the devil. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, how do you resist? I'm so glad you asked. We resist when we stand on the incorruptible, immutable word of God. We believe God. We receive God. And we hide his word in our hearts so that we will not sin against them, even as David says. But instead of walking according to his word, his holy standard that brings us life, amen, instead of walking in sin, glory to God, instead we're walking according to his word, his holy standard that brings us life. We arise each day giving glory, honor, and praise to the true and living God, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, choosing again to kill off the wickedness of our flesh, to receive the greater glory, more knowledge, more wisdom, more grace. My God, we witness this same truth to others, interceding against demons who want to hold them captive just as they held us. Holiness, godliness, and the spirit of truth reigns in us. We live for the glory of God. Resist the devil. He is a liar, a whole lie, lying from the beginning and the father thereof. God is not a man that he cannot lie. Numbers 23 and 19. He is absolutely infallible and absolutely faithful. Submit to God, who is incapable of infidelity. Resist the devil, who is constantly and consistently bringing deception, and he, the devil, will flee from you. Yes, sometimes it takes some increased intercession because he is warring against us. Yes, sometimes we have to wait on the Lord for more strength, more refreshing, more wisdom, more reinforcement. Be still and know that he is God and he is the Lord of the battle. Yes, it gets hard and God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will not leave us comfortless. He has not left us without remedy or without resources. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He has not choice in the matter. He has no choice. Spiritual warfare strategy number 49, resist the devil. Spiritual warfare strategy number 50, sow a seed. Sow a seed. In Matthew 13, 1 through 19 and 18 through 23, I'm not sure why I wrote it that way, we see that only the good seed produced the harvest. Some seeds fell beside the path, some on the rocks, and some among the thicket. The word of God is seed for life, and the devil is constantly in pursuit of that seed, trying to make sure it doesn't take root and trying to cause the word that roots to rot and weaken the plant so that it dies. He too plants seeds of doubt, seeds of fear, seeds of greed, seeds of division, seeds of animosity among the brethren, evil seed of all kinds. He sows to kill the good seed, to choke out the good seed. But we are not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. We, glory to God, give ourselves over to the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, the very least we can do, saints of God, not allowing our mind to be conformed to the ways of the world. We cast down doubt and receive seeds of trust and faith toward the Lord. We cast down fear and receive love perfected. We cast down division and receive seeds of unity and brotherly love. We renew our minds in the word, exchanging the evil for good, that we be delivered from every ungodly work of the enemy, and so that we are not so easily duped by his trickery and his snares. Amen. There is a paragraph in 101 Tactics of Spiritual Warfare. It is on page 102 through 103. Glory to God. Read that paragraph. Amen. It will bless your soul. Glory to God. Amen. And also remember Galatians 6 and 7, spiritual warfare strategy number 50, sow a seed. Spiritual warfare strategy 51, avoid Job's judgmental friends. Avoid friends that are judgmental like the friends of Job. During a time of great spiritual warfare in the life of Job, his friends offered him not prayers of intercession, not a word of encouragement, not simply a listening ear, but instead of these things, they offered guilt, insults, and condemnation. His wife even went as far as telling him to curse God and die, Job 2 and 9. They were all unsupportive and judgmental. Many are sympathetic, but few can empathize. They don't know what it's like to walk your path, nor can they see from your perspective. They didn't hear the word of the Lord spoken to you. So when the fiery trials and warfare turns up, the wisest thing we can do is to be slow to speak. James 1 and 19. Ecclesiastes 3 and 7 says, there is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. We especially should be silent when we know those we associate with are negative, quick to find fault, and love to say, I told you so, but never in a way that is helpful, more often than not in a way that only increases the warfare you're already experiencing. These are those that kick you when you're down. Scripture says we should not withhold good from those to whom it's due when it's in our power to be helpful. Proverbs 3 and 27. Sometimes just a bit of kindness can make all the difference. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. In King James Version, it's translated as goodness. Job 6 and 14 says, to him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friends, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. This is from the King James Version. The Amplified says it this way, excuse me. For the despairing man, there should be kindness from his friends so that he does not abandon or turn away from the fear of the Almighty. Even in the face of Job's judgmental friends, we should always examine our own hearts during warfare, because there can be times when we have opened a door to the enemy inadvertently and should then repent and close that access point immediately. Glory to God. But in the case of Job, his friends accused him without cause or even knowledge. Their words were fleshy and cruel, not seasoned with grace or any revelation of God. Proverbs 25:11 and 12 says, it gives us wisdom regarding the right word at the right time. In order to avoid these type of friends, we need to determine before the heat of the battle who we can talk to. Discern those who will intercede with you, who will stand with you in the declaration of victory. Know the friends in your circle. Spiritual warfare strategy number 51, avoid Job's judgmental friends. Spiritual warfare strategy number 52, renew your mind in the area of the attack. Renew your mind in the area of the attack. Paul exhorts in Romans 12 and 2, do not be conformed to this world of this age, fashioned after and adapted to the external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. This is from the King, this is from the Amplified Classic Version. That word renew is anakinosis, and it means renovation. It means to change for the better. Ephesians 4 and 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ananeo and ananeo, in the spirit of your mind. Another form of the word ananakai. I'm sorry, I stumble over that word again. Anakinosis. It's another form of that word, which means to renovate or to reform or to transform. This, I'm sorry, for this version, the Amplified Classic says to be constantly renewed, be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. The New Living Translation says, let the spirit renew your thoughts. All this by the washing and regeneration of the word. We are completely renovated, reformed, renewed, transformed, and it is a process. Stay in the word. It is a process of washing, a process of renovation, a process of renewing. Amen. By the word washes. Glory to God. There are times we have to focus the reform in the area of the attack. Thus, our strategy, renew your mind in the area of the attack. If the devil is attacking your health, it's not time to study the law. We would dig through the word and gather everything it says about healing, and we would war after that manner. If the enemy is attacking your finances, we would not decide to study about angels. We would dig deep in the word regarding his provision and prosperity and war after that manner. When we recognize we have a weakness, pray for God to help you, reinforce, strengthen, and deliver you in that area. If we decide to put new cabinets in the kitchen and there is already an existing plumbing issue dripping on the old ones, we are going to get the plumbing fixed, so that the new cabinets are not ruined when they are installed. The same is true in the spirit. Spiritual warfare strategy number 52, renew your mind in the area of the attack. Amen. This is the end, a glory to God, of our review of spiritual warfare strategies for today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over your circumstances. Amen. Even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we break off every, Lord God, every counterattack, every payback spirit, Lord God, every work of the enemy that would cause backlash. Lord, we break it off even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your warring angels into the midst, Lord God, into the environment, Lord God, into every place, Lord God, where the hearer has received this word. Lord, send forth your warring angels, Lord, to make war, Lord God, with every backlash, to make war with every retaliation, Lord God, and let your people be at peace even right now. Oh, Lord God, I speak peace, peace that surpasses understanding, peace that surpasses your circumstance. Oh, Lord God, that you might lift them up and bring them to the place, Lord God, that you've called them into even right now. Oh, Lord God, I speak life into the atmosphere even now. Oh, Lord, let your spirit move, oh, God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy. Destroy every misunderstanding and every misconception. Oh, Lord God, and bring forth revelation, Lord God, of your word. Bring forth knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Lord God, in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Until next time, glory to God. Shalom.